Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is our gambling segment.
Gambling makes it bearable.
Did you buy the hook?
You know what? But I don't know what the hook means.
We do it every week.
Gambling is the only way that makes it for you.
No, it is.
It includes mud.
Action, action, action. Bing, bang, boom.
So it's mud versus the show.
I made my dad make the bet for me.
You get it 6.5.
How do you get it for 6.5?
5.5. Double the juice.
What?
All right, here we go. 5:30. It's Mutt versus the show.
Can we take a break from Coach Horndog for 5 minutes?
Yes, we're going to do that.
I'm sick of this guy.
We are going to do that. I know it's a Friday. For 5 minutes,
we
talked about
who
we thought we were going to win in this game here this weekend.
I'm nervous. This is the most difficult part of the entire week for me.
Really? after these last 2 days, navigating Coach Horndog and the Celtics?
Yeah, this is harder to navigate for me.
Oh, come on.
Well, do you have better language now?
I'm not a gambling lady.
Yes.
Hashtag gambling lady.
Yes. So we are currently, after 2 weeks, the standings currently sit. Mutt is 4-2. And we are 3-3 as a show. Now, each week we're going to pick 3 games. One of those games has to be the Patriots game. Yep. And then at the end, we're going to start a new survivor pool because it is over after 2 weeks.
It's unbelievable.
I beat Fourier last week. I had the Giants. He had the Colts. So I snuck away that one. So I think I get a bottle of tequila at some point, which is great.
Well, we'll start next week.
Yeah, we'll start. Okay, yeah.
Actually, nobody gets anything.
We should do it every bottles of tequila.
He wants me to give him a prize when we actually don't have a prize to give.
Well, I just want
to. So he wants to bank a prize that doesn't exist yet.
The better question is, through an 18-week season, how many survivor pools do we get through with the four of us?
At least four.
All right.
At least four of them.
All right, so let's start it off. So Mutt's going to pick. Yeah. Let's start with picking the, and this week our show representative on the Patriots game will be one Megan Ottolini.
Oh, great.
Mutt, let's start with Patriots Baltimore. I believe that line is 3.
It was open to 3. It was 2.5 for a while. Now it's back to 3. The Ravens are a super popular bet. Almost 80% of the bets are on the Ravens laying the points this weekend. Lamar Jackson, the number one pass in the NFL in yards per completion. He's been awesome this year. Baltimore number 3 in DVOA. There's a lot of injuries on both sides here. And if I thought the Patriots could hang offensively Fourier with Baltimore, yeah, I'd have some guts and take them. But I think in the end, passing game for Baltimore is too good, even with the injuries they have. I'm going to lay the points. I'll take the Ravens as a road dog here. Since 1991, this is the first time since 1991 the Patriots are an underdog the first 3 weeks of the NFL season. So like Leonard Russell and whoever else is back there. So I will lay the points. It's a tough pick. I want the offense. Give me Lamar and the Ravens laying 3.
All right.
There it is.
Mago, you ready to represent the show?
I'm taking Lamar and the Ravens as well.
Oh.
Because I think the Ravens are going to be coming with blood in their mouth after that horrible loss last weekend. Yeah, they're going to be spitting blood. They're out for some vengeance. And I'm not as worried about the injuries as you are, Mutt, but I'm extremely concerned by Lamar Jackson. And I think this is going to be the first real test for the Patriots defense. The Patriots defense has looked strong and solid, holding teams to points the last 2 weeks.
Okay, but Tua still threw for 270 in week one. People are like, oh, they shut down Tua. No, he threw for 270. And you faced, as you said, a terrible quarterback in Mitch.
There
is a real quarterback, a real tight end, fast wide receivers. Bateman's going to play. He's got a personal issue, but he's playing on Sunday.
There is a Grand Canyon between Tua and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I think we're all
not in agreement with that.
It is a Grand Canyon. And so this is going to be
not blood in the water, in their mouth.
It's in their mouth.
Halloween, like a
Dracula. They're coming with blood in their mouth.
Okay. They got their ass kicked already before they walked in the room.
Say that, Garvin.
Blood in their mouth.
All right, so there you go. Everybody's taking Baltimore, I believe.
Yeah.
Minus the 3. What do you got? Give me your second game.
This is quarterback that no one ever talks about. His name same as Tom Brady.
Yes.
He's a home favorite this weekend against the Green Bay Packers. It was one when I walked in here. It is now Green Bay minus 1.5. Both teams are super banged up. Rodgers not going to have Sammy Watkins. Cobb questionable. Lazard questionable. Brady's going to have no Godwin, no Evans. But even in that scenario, I should like Tom Brady, right? He's 3-1 head-to-head, lifetime against Rodgers. Rodgers 1-4 as a dog early in the year, in the last couple of years. Tampa Bay 6-0 against the spread when they score 21 or fewer points the week before with Tom Brady at the quarterback. Everything to me points to Tampa Bay. Two beat-up teams, Bucks at home, will land the 1.5. Give me Brady against Rodgers, minor 1.5 points. That's number two. I'll take the Bucks.
You sound so official
take
when you do this.
No, I feel like you should be on a five-minute speech.
I have a lot more.
I'm taking Houston.
I got blood in my mouth.
Yeah.
You're an inferior is what I heard driving in today.
Yeah, that's what it is.
What an idiot. What's under a subordinate? What did you say before?
Inferior.
The superior and the inferior.
The superior and the inferior.
But isn't saying subordinate just like a polite way of saying inferior? I mean, they're both the same thing. Like, I'm above you. I'm better than you. You're inferior to me. But you know what?
I think that's rude. Just said that
I'm gonna call you a subordinate.
He was looking at you when he said that.
Right at Megan.
At you the whole time.
I'm right. You're wrong. Yep. I'm smart. Yep. You're dumb.
Yep, that was him.
Your ordinates right. And your subordinates.
All right, there we go.
I have blood in my mouth. Your mouth is dry.
Mutt's giving a point and a hook.
Am I up? You're up. All right, but I'll go next. All right, so obviously we're taking different games. All right, so I'm looking at the Bengals at the Jets. I'm not going to try and sound like real smart and like I'm like a gambler.
Good.
We've listened to you all week. We know. We're aware.
All right, so I'm looking at the Jets.
Inferior.
So, okay, so here's the thing with the Jets. I think people look at what happened last week with their comfort behind win. They're trailing 30-17 with 2 minutes left, but they're the underdog in this game, so they're getting 6 points.
Yep.
I would normally say, wow, that's a lot of points, Mutt. And I would say, like, I don't know if they can actually cover that. But you know what? I think the Jets suck. And I think what happened last week was just a mirage. I think that was a team in the Browns that completely pooped down their leg and they allowed the Jets to win. So I am going to take the Bengals -6 on the road in New York. That sounded really good.
It did. Very.
That sounded like I knew what I was talking about.
Very popular pick.
Is it a popular pick?
It is right now. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to see how many.
All right, what's up? All right, so you're up again, Mike. You're up again. It's you and Lou now.
I'm going to go with the total, Lou. I don't know what you're doing for pick three. I'm going with the total.
Not a total.
Three things I want when I'm going to bet the over. Teams that play fast. Detroit is the fastest team in the NFL to start the year. They're getting plays off every 26 seconds. The average is 31 seconds in the NFL. I want bad defense. Both the Vikings and the Lions, bottom third in the NFL right now, DVOA offensively. And I want a team that throws. The Minnesota Vikings, when they lost last week, are number 4 in passing over expectation situations with Kevin O'Connell at the helm. I'm going to hammer the over. Detroit, Minnesota, 52.5. Back and forth, bing bong, high scoring game. Play all those guys in fantasy.
Can I
like over that one. Over Lions?
Can I throw like a little stat in there about Detroit? I just saw this
gambling.
So they had a cut. You had a guy named Foray who played there.
No. That was my nephew. That's
I'm aware.
Right.
Your son, right?
Nope, not my son. You know what? They're averaging 4.6 yards before contact when they run the ball. The league average is 4.4, which is amazing. Which means their offensive line is just mashing people, which is just what Dan Campbell wants.
Sound like someone prepping to do some play by play at some point.
Maybe.
Ooh, I like that. I like
sound
that.
Like that.
I'm going to actually take. I'm taking the Rams, giving 3.5 on the road at Arizona. Sean McVay is 10-1 outright and ATS against Arizona in his career as the head coach of the Rams.
Arizona might stink.
Arizona, and the one thing you're worried about is Stafford, right? Throwing picks. Well, Arizona's got 0 interceptions the first 2 games. They don't pick the ball. The secondary is suspect at all. D-Hop is still out. James Conner's now a game-time decision. He might not play. Rondale Moore is still out as well, so he's not playing. So, and by the way, Kyler Murray, 47.1 QBR versus the Rams, 5th worst against any opponent that he plays against. So I like the Rams to kind of right the ship. We kind of looked at them against Buffalo and said, now we realize Buffalo is just unstoppable. I think Rams get right. And I think they go out to Arizona and they win that game by at least 4.
Can I just throw something out there real quick? Because I feel like Mutt was going against the rules of this contest here.
How?
Like you just went over under?
Yeah, I've just third week and I'm taking a total.
He did last week too.
Did he?
Sides and totals.
That was the only one he
was
on. The only outright was the under, so I had to go back to a total on that terrible pass.
I didn't know that was an option.
Oh, no, you can go total.
Oh.
You can go total.
Well, all right then.
So real quick.
Mayor, do you hear that?
I'll give you a play. Have you a player prop for you for the Pats game?
Oh, why not?
Do you want to double down? Money?
Did you look at this? What do you think the Lamar Jackson passing a yardage total is at right now?
Just make a guess. 279.
214.5.
That's it?
Isn't he going to fly over that? Against the Patriot defense?
I think game one, he might have been right around there, though.
214 and a half?
I think game one, he was right around there.
He's got 500 yards passing through two games.
Mac Jones is 243.
He's the number one passer in the NFL. I don't get it.
Mac Jones?
I don't get it.
Mac Jones is more than
Lamar? My favorite prop on the board.
All right, so there you go. Real quick, just to recap it, Mego and Mutt both have Baltimore at -3.
Yeah.
Mutt continues.
It's actually Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Yeah. You sound like a sharp today. You did your homework this week.
Mutt goes with Tampa.
Blood in the mouth. Where do you think she found? You know what? Gambling dictionary says use blood in the mouth.
Mutt also has Tampa -1.5.
Segment.
He loves the over in Detroit.
I hate it.
Yeah.
You're a gambling boy.
Yep. Fourier took Cincy -6 because he thinks the Jets suck. And I got the Rams -3.5 at Arizona. Real quick, we need some survivor picks.
Yeah, all right, I'm ready.
Just win outright. Once you use this team, you can't use it, at least for the next 3 weeks when this thing is over. But the rest of the year, yes, Mego, who do you got?
Okay, I go first.
Had her hand up.
I'm going Bengals over Jets. Time for Joe Burrow to get his first win. Shut up those stupid New Yorkers coming off a win over the Browns. I don't believe in Joe Flacco. I don't believe in Robert Saleh. Yep. He can rip up his receipts. Bengals time.
All right, Foyer.
I just got Kansas City over Indy. Indy's going to start the year 0-3. Their first home game also.
This game might turn their year around.
But I'm taking your Rams. On the road against a bad Arizona team, poorly coached, no Rondell Moore, and James Conner is questionable. Give me the Rams outright.
I'm going to go right here in the backyard, Baltimore.
Oh.
Taking the Ravens.
Right.
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
You don't know how to say werewolf.
I would say wolf.
Wolf.
I think we got your shirt.
Wolf.
All right, there you have it. Mutt currently leads the show 4-2.
Yeah, let's go.
3-3. So he's up a game. We gotta get back in this way go here. That's
Thanks,
what we
guys.
Do. Mutt, appreciate you
Great
coming
show,
by.
Great sweet. Job.
Always
today,
love
Mutt.
It.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.